the State Department has a pretty one-dimensional view of what's happening in eastern Aleppo. Its spokesman John Kirby confirmed it today when asked if he saw reports of people cheering in eastern Aleppo as the Syrian government was retaking control of that part of the city.
No, there are all these reports about atrocities and so on, and I'm not in any way questioning their possible credibility. But also, I saw other reports where people are jubilant. They're happy to see the army command. They're going to the western side where they can get, you know, medicine and food and so on and all these things. So it is not all just one dimension, kind of. Would you agree with that?
No, I don't, Saeed. I mean, I haven't seen every picture coming out of Aleppo. But I haven't seen, honestly, Saeed, I haven't seen any dancing in the streets.
Many people who are coming out of the war-torn eastern Aleppo are telling stories that contradict the State Department's view of the situation there. And apparently, John Kirby never heard those stories from his sources of information.
We gather the best information that we can from a variety of sources. Some of it's press reporting, no question. A lot of it comes from reputable aid agencies that are either on the ground or have associates on the ground in Syria. And some of it comes from intelligence sources, which I'm obviously clearly not going to get into. And I don't think that it's incumbent upon me or anybody else from a podium to sit there in detail and provide a laundry list of every single individual organization that gives us information. It's a mosaic. And frankly, again, I would encourage you to go flip on CNN today and look for yourself at the imagery that's coming out of Aleppo by a reputable news organization.
So we did. We followed Mr. Kirby's advice and looked into coverage of Aleppo by respected Western media outlets. Certainly questions were raised. RT's Murat Gazdiev reports.
What's happening in Aleppo is one thing. What the media is telling you is happening is entirely another.
100,000 people are trapped in the city. We're getting reports of executions. A very grim picture is emerging from inside Aleppo.
Tens of thousands of civilians are still trapped in the ever-shrinking rebel enclave.
Complete meltdown on humanity.
Of just how trapped these civilians are in Aleppo. If they stay at home, they could be killed.
Tens of thousands of people remain besieged, trapped in the war zone.
And the source is, well, someone told them. That's it. Very little of what you see in the Western media about Aleppo is verified. After all, they've got no one on the ground. What they do have are exaggerated headlines.